The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. The words of Jesus to the audience. And we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. I want you to think about this word, commitment. Commitment. Commitment to what? To the Blessed Eucharist. And what does that mean for us? What does that mean for Catholics? For you as a Catholic, baptized, did your first Holy Communion, had your confirmation, wedded in the church, ordained as a priest. What does the word commitment to the Blessed Eucharist mean for us? So on a day like this, we are invited to a Eucharistic consciousness more than the way we have been doing it. So a more committed, devoted, reverential approach to the Blessed Eucharist can be reinforced on a day like this. And I would like to point your attention to a book which I find very, very fascinating in talking about or explaining the Blessed Eucharist. It's a book written by Bishop Barron. The title is, "This is My Body, A Call to Eucharistic Revival." This is My Body, A Call to Eucharistic Revival. If you can get that book, believe me, it will help you to understand more what we teach and what we celebrate. What Bishop Barron does in that book is that he gives a response. And you can describe that book as a product of a research that was conducted by the Pew Forum. And that research was conducted among Catholics. And the research gave a statistic that is a little shocking. that 69% of Catholics do not believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. We're not talking about other denominations. We are talking about Catholics. That 69% of Catholics do not believe in the real presence of Christ in the Blessed Eucharist. So that survey says that majority of today's Catholics see the Eucharist as merely a symbol of Christ and the Mass as merely a collectivity of like-minded individuals who gather to remember the life of Christ. Isn't that scary? Is that what you do here? Hello? Are you just a collection of people who come for something? Hello, talk to me. So Bishop Barron uses a biblical and historical argument to buttress that fact that the Eucharist is not just a symbol of Christ. So what is the Eucharist? We could ask ourselves, even as we gather this morning, what is our understanding of the Eucharist? How would you speak of the Eucharist to someone who does not understand what Catholics do at Mass? How would you explain the Eucharist to someone who talks about it in a derogatory manner? Do you understand really what you do? Are you bold enough to speak about the Eucharist, the body, the blood of Christ, his soul, divinity, truly present? Are you courageous enough? Are you informed enough to know what you believe and what you practice in the Blessed Eucharist? How would you explain the Eucharist to your little child who doesn't understand what it means? What does that mean for us? That you come every day at Mass and we consecrate and we receive. Christ says to his followers this morning, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." This is chapter 6 of John's Gospel. It's one of the most intense chapters in the Gospel that describes the Eucharist. And in this case, Christ is not speaking to please the people. That is not what he's doing. If you listen to that gospel very attentively, after he has spoken to them, the Jews quarreled among themselves and they asked the question, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus issues an authoritative teaching, and he rather reinforces the teaching by saying, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." I'm not sorry for what I'm saying. I'm not sorry for this teaching. But this is the teaching, and if you understand it, then you have life within you. The Eucharist is a sacrament of the body and blood of Christ. And at this Mass, once the words of the consecration are pronounced, the species of bread changes into the substance of the body. The species of wine changes into the substance of blood of Jesus. And that is what we call transubstantiation. And I tell people, when you hear the word trans, this is our word. That word belongs to us. If you understand what that means, Christ came into this world to do what? To bring transformation. And that transformation is the change that begins to happen in our lives. At baptism, what happens to you? You are transformed from the world of darkness into the world of light. And when you celebrate the sacraments, you do not remain the same. You become transformed. So your substance changes from the darkness and iniquity into light, into the child of God. So you own that word because the transformation happens every day in your life. Every day. That is what Christ does in us. So the Blessed Eucharist is Christ being present in the body and in the blood that we receive and that we consume. St. Paul talked about participation in the second reading of today. Participation as a community. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? This participation from the Greek word is called koinonia. And what does koinonia mean? Koinonia means fellowship or partnership. So we fellowship with one another, and then the privilege given to us to do what? To fellowship in and with God through the Blessed Eucharist. I have this story about the pig and the chicken taking a walk. And the pig and the chicken were passing through the church, and they see a sign that says, "Free ham and egg breakfast after Mass this morning." Free ham and egg breakfast after Mass this morning. So the chicken says to the pig, "Let's go for breakfast." The pig is not very comfortable with that. The pig shrugs and drags his feet. So the chicken says, "Do you not want to go for this breakfast? What is happening?" The pig looks at the chicken and says, "Well, look, for you, it is contribution, but for me, it is commitment." Right? For you, it is a contribution. For me, it is commitment. The eggs, you have given your eggs, right? But the ham is me. My meat here. For us, the Eucharist is not contribution. It is commitment. Christ says to his followers today, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh." Think about this. Think about it each day. What is Christ inviting us into? What is he telling us? He's inviting us to reverence. What you eat in the Blessed Eucharist is not what you buy from Food Lion. It's not what you buy from Walmart. How do we receive the Blessed Eucharist? That's the first place to start from. When you come into the church, are you convinced that the tabernacle is reposing the body of Christ, is reposing the blood of Christ? When you come into the church, when you come to receive communion, are you convinced that you are receiving the body of Christ, and you receive it, not just rush and run away, but receive it and sit on it and ponder over it and thank God for the privilege of receiving his body, receiving his blood? Thank God for giving you the opportunity to embrace him completely and become like him. And when you eat it, Christ says, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him." Lives in me and I in her. So Christ possesses you. He takes over. He takes control. You become another Christ to whosoever you meet and wherever you are. So this is deep. When Bishop Barron talks about Eucharistic revival, he's talking about living this life of Christ. What we do on the altar is celebrating the sacrifice. So Christ gives us himself as a meal, fellowship, the Lamb of God. He gives us himself as a sacrifice. That is what we celebrate on the altar. John the Baptist saw Christ and said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." That Lamb of God is the Lamb that was slain, the Lamb that was sacrificed for us, to save us from our sins. And that Lamb of God is what we celebrate at this Mass. But when we celebrate it, for us Catholics, we don't just do it and go away. That is the real presence, that Christ is really, truly present. And that is why we promote Eucharistic adoration, that the same Christ we consecrate on the altar during Mass is the same Christ that is in the tabernacle at the Blessed Sacrament. And you can come in here and sit with him and say, "Christ, I receive you in my heart, I receive you in my soul, I'm sitting before you, here I am, take over me. Take over my eyes, take over my nose, take over my mouth, take over my limb, take over my legs, take over my speech, take over my interactions, take over my family, take over my marriage, possess me." That is what he does. That is what the Blessed Eucharist is all about. Is Christ, who is broken, who has sacrificed himself so that we might have life. Let this Eucharistic revival begin in you and begin in your family, so that those outside will see you and know and understand that there is something special about being Catholic. Not just being a believer, but being Catholic is a privilege, because we have the Blessed Eucharist, the source and summit of everything that we do, everything we celebrate, everything we want to be. So let's thank God for this opportunity and begin to live like Eucharistic people. And like the pig, remember, what you do is not a contribution. It is a commitment. Amen.